Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website, entitled Eliminating Human Notions to Coordinate and Cooperate Well, by a Falun Dafa practitioner from Shandong Province, China.
China Fahui, Eliminating Human Notions to Coordinate and Cooperate Well, by a Falun Dafa practitioner from Shandong Province, China. Greetings, revered master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I would like to take the opportunity at the 12th China Fahui on Minghui to report to master and fellow practitioners on my cultivation experiences, eliminating human notions to work with fellow practitioners' families. I began practicing Falun Dafa in 1998, and I am 59 years old. Over the last 17 years of cultivation, I have endured numerous tribulations, with my attachments and interference constantly surfacing. 6 of our fellow practitioners were arrested in one night. We had not yet rescued the first 3 when 2 more were detained, and then another. We were overwhelmed. One arrested practitioner's relative wanted to hire a lawyer. We discussed among the 7 of us how to do it. There were different opinions. Some had no time, some could not do it at all. It appeared that not many of us were committed to rescuing those who had been arrested. When I left, I was upset and resentful and felt sorry for myself. But I had a strong sense of responsibility that I had to rescue them. The 6 who'd been arrested lived far apart, and it took an hour for me to get from the one closest to the one furthest away. I visited each and every member of their families. I had to collect information on the persecution for the Minghui website, and I also had to persuade them to work with me to rescue their loved ones. When I first went to practitioner Mrs. Wang's home and asked her daughter to work with me, she was furious and vented her frustration on me. "If you think Falun Gong is good, then you can just do it at home. Why do you have to go out and get arrested and then get sent to labor camps again and again? I've had enough of this. It's useless to demand the release of my mother. There is nothing for us to talk about." I went home empty-handed. I searched within and found my resentment. I needed to focus on cultivating my compassion. I looked at my shortcoming and prepared for my second visit. When I visited her the second time, I tried to console her and expressed my concern. "I know how you feel. It hasn't been easy for you. You've endured a great deal. You already know how good Falun Gong is because you witnessed your ill and fragile mother become healthy and strong after practicing Falun Gong. With the propaganda the party is inundating us with, many people don't know what Falun Gong is or the truth about the persecution. We cannot just benefit from the practice and then stand by and watch when it is slandered and defamed." She was not as offensive or upset this time. The third time, she and her husband joined me and others to deliver our complaint to the police department and the local government. They both worked well with us, particularly her husband, who first objected but later participated actively. He learned about the persecution a fellow practitioner and I personally endured. His kindness was awakened, and he was no longer resentful of his mother-in-law. I went to visit her again before the new year and brought holiday gifts and encouraged them to stay the course and be strong. When I got ready to leave, she hugged me and began to cry. "You are so kind to me, just like my mother." Tears ran down my face too. 4 days before the new year, her mother was released. The family truly experienced the wonder of DAFA and was moved by DAFA practitioners' selflessness. I coordinated many rescue missions. It was not safe to talk on the phone, so I went to each and every relative personally. Time was tight, but still I had to communicate with practitioners' relatives time after time to persuade them to work with me and to encourage them to mail the complaint. Many family members of the arrested practitioners understood the nature of the persecution and worked with us. Their cooperation reflected their awakening and their salvation. Even though not all practitioners were rescued, through the process we still were able to save many beings, including their family members. Coordinating and cooperating well in suing Jiang. When I learned about the global effort to prosecute Jiang Zemin, I collected the necessary materials and prepared all the information so that we could discuss how to do this well. All kinds of human notions surfaced, including fears and excuses, particularly when names, phone numbers, and true identities were required. We also printed out the complaint files published on Ming Wei and shared it so that we all had a clear understanding on the meaning behind suing Jiang. As we encouraged fellow practitioners to work together and reinforced one another with righteous thoughts, more complaint files were written and sent out and notices of receipt received. Many more followed. We helped one another with typing, organizing, and using registered mail. Through the process, many eliminated their fears and notions, and we improved a great deal as a group. A practitioner in his 80s finished his complaint letter with help, but wanted to wait until his son came home from another town to help him mail it. He thought that the post office was too far away and that he might get lost. After another practitioner encouraged him to eliminate those human notions and fear, he decided to give it a try. He went on his motorbike to the post office. Someone greeted him at the door, and the rest was easy. When he returned home, he said, "Actually, Master already arranged it all for us. We just need to summon up the courage to do it." Another elderly practitioner realized the importance of filing her criminal complaint against Jiang, but fear, notions, worries, and concerns held her back. When she finally finished her letter, she asked me to mail it for her. I told her that this was related to her cultivation and that it was not appropriate for me to do it. She was very upset that I would not help her. She later realized that fear was holding her back. I did agree to accompany her to the post office. Afterwards, she let out a sigh of relief. She felt lighthearted that her attachment to fear was gone. Her xinqing had improved, and she encouraged and helped many others to do the right thing. She was grateful for Master's protection and encouragement. Family members deserve to know more. In my family, only my daughter-in-law and I practice Falun Gong. After we mailed our criminal complaints against Jiang, other family members' reactions made us aware that we needed to communicate with them on a deeper level so that they could truly understand the meaning of what we had done. We should not just focus on doing things. We have an obligation to make things clear to our family members. When I filed my criminal complaints, my husband and son also signed their names to show their support. Shortly after I mailed out the file, my son called me in a panic. He said that members of the Political and Legal Affairs Committee told him that they wanted to visit our home. Traumatized when I was brutally persecuted in the past, he did not give them our address. His anxiety turned to anger at me. Later, I realized my husband was also terrified after receiving a similar call. I realized it was interference and that I must still have an attachment to fear that affected them greatly. I knew they were both implicated when I was persecuted, so I could understand their feelings. I found the number that called my husband and called back. A woman took the call and told me that my file had been transferred to her. She wanted to visit me. I told her my file had been sent to the Supreme People's Court and Procuratorate, and that I had the receipt. "If you received the file too," I said, "take a good look at it yourself, and then you can come. My address is on file." She agreed. My daughter-in-law called me and said her parents could not sleep, that they were worried sick for her safety. They were furious with me as well. How dare you two file lawsuits against Jiang? Did you ever think it through? How much it is going to affect your grandson? You're going to ruin the family. I replied calmly, Falun Gong is a righteous cultivation practice. It guides people to be good, to abide by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. People practice it in over 100 countries all over the world, and it has benefited millions of people worldwide. The only place where Falun Gong is persecuted is China. Jiang Zemin launched the persecution out of jealousy. Do you realize that many of his followers have now been arrested and are being punished? It's payback. He is the one who ruined our family, not me. My daughter-in-law had always been intimidated by her father. When she returned home, he was still upset with her and mumbled, Why can't you just practice at home? Why did you have to sue Jiang? She raised her head and told him, You and mother have both seen the enormous changes in me since I started practicing Falun Gong. That pleased you. I became considerate and kind, and no longer fight for petty gains. I am healthy and energetic, always ready to give a helping hand. Jiang Zemin has persecuted Falun Gong and its followers. We have the right to sue him. The world's people are all his victims, too, because they've been deceived by the propaganda and misunderstand Falun Gong. My youngest sister once saw her hotel shut down by the police because of my arrest for practicing Falun Gong. She was terrified that my lawsuit would affect her again. She blamed everything on me. You almost killed me. I finally recovered from the losses. I can't afford to have you as my sister anymore. My heart ached for her. Jiang has harmed so many. On her birthday, other family members asked me not to show up, but I was determined to make things clear to all of them. I sent all my siblings a letter explaining my criminal complaint against Jiang and informing them in depth about the practice of Falun Gong and the persecution. Justice will prevail, I said. We should not be afraid. By the time her birthday came around, everyone, including my youngest sister, received me well. She even took the Falun Gong materials I brought for her with a smile. I am very clear that, for every step I've taken on the path of cultivation, Master has endured a great deal for me. I will walk the final leg of the journey well. Thank you, Master, for your compassionate salvation. And thank you, fellow practitioners, for your support.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.